To Brazil now, and the story of a high-tech partnership. The city of Belo Horizonte has long been in the technology business, trains, weapons during World War II, and now information. Many years ago, a young Google set up shop in the city. It acquired a Brazilian search engine that was more successful than its own. It also launched a social networking tool that struggled in the U.S., but took off across Brazil. Annie Murphy has the story.
One of Google's most important offices in Latin America looks like a pretty typical tech company. A bunch of cubicles and computer screens taking up a few floors of a glass and metal building. We're in the area where the engineers work. It's very quiet, just a lot of people writing code. At first glance, not exactly the most exciting place. But this was a huge step for Brazil and for Google when it bought up the Brazilian search engine Aquan about 6 years ago. Aquan is the Guarani indigenous word for fast. The search engine was created in the late 90s, around the same time Google was being developed. Berthier Ribeiro Neto was one of Aquan's founders. Today he's head of engineering at Google's office in Belo Horizonte.
The reason was that Google was a nascent search engine, so it was not, now coverage in the country was low. So it was clear that there was room for another search engine, in that a search engine focused in Brazil could provide a better service.
Aquan started out as a pet project of a few university professors, including Ribeiro Neto and their students. But it quickly became the most important search engine in Brazil, which is why Google took notice. Today, Brazil doesn't just provide Google with know-how, but customers, particularly for its social networking tool, Orkut, which was launched around the time Google arrived in Brazil. It was something like Facebook, before Facebook was open to everyone. It was a hit in Brazil as well as in India, but it didn't stick in the U.S., which still seems to irk Ribeiro Neto.
Orkut is a general platform, and it should be popular, you know, across the world. Why it caught fire in Brazil and India, and it did not catch fire in the U.S.? We did some competitions to stimulate engagement.
Let's see which country has more users. The idea was to attract more people from around the globe, especially Americans. But Google didn't bank on Brazil's ability to step up to the challenge. There are nearly 200 million people living here. Brazilians flooded Orkut, effectively pushing out users who were put off by the widespread use of Portuguese on the site. Today, about 90% of teenagers here are members of Orkut, and Brazilians account for about half of its 100 million users worldwide. 23-year-old Paulo Pereira works at a local internet cafe, which is full of teenage boys playing video games and checking their Orkut accounts. Pereira's been on Orkut since it launched and shows me around the site. He has a post about the baby he and his wife are expecting, some photos, lots of messages. Pereira says Orkut is radically changing how people communicate here. Brazil has some of the highest cell phone rates in the hemisphere, about 35 to 60 cents a minute. Pereira lives in one of the city's shanty towns or favelas and says that most people here can't afford regular cell phone use.
Porque é uma explosão de tecnologia para todas as classes sociais.
The internet has been an explosion for all social classes. Basically, I don't use a cell phone. I use internet, email, Twitter, and Orkut. Orkut is how I make plans with my friends.
And while some Brazilians might have unique internet habits, the Google office still maintains many ties to the States. When I visited, the office band was busy warming up for a popular American import, Friday Happy Hour. For NPR News, I'm Annie Murphy in Belo Horizonte, Brazil.
This is NPR.